Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. If you've heard about MTSS but aren't sure how to roll it out, or if you're wondering how to get your team excited about it, this episode is for you. MTSS has the potential to be transformative, but it's not just about using a framework. It's about creating a shared vision, getting everyone on board, and leading your team toward meaningful, lasting change. In this episode, we'll dive into how you, as a leader, can introduce MTSS to your team in a way that gets them genuinely invested. We'll talk about practical strategies to engage your staff, tackle resistance, and build a culture that supports every student's success. I'll also share some tips and real-life examples to help these ideas click. Whether you're a principal, an instructional coach, or a district leader, this episode is packed with tools and insights to help you make MTSS a collaborative and rewarding process for your team. Let's do this. Before we jump into strategies, it's important to have a clear understanding of MTSS and why it's such a powerful tool for schools. At its core, MTSS is a framework designed to meet the needs of all students, academically, behaviorally, and socially. It's an evidence-based, tiered approach that helps us identify challenges early, provide targeted interventions, and ensure that no student falls through the cracks. But here's the catch. MTSS isn't just a checklist or a program of compliance that we hand off to teachers. It's a culture shift. It's about moving from reactive to proactive, from isolated efforts to collective responsibility. And making this shift starts with leadership. Why should this matter to you as a leader? Because data tells us that schools implementing MTSS see better academic outcomes, fewer behavior issues, and stronger teacher-student relationships. But none of that happens without your team's belief and participation. Here's where the work really begins: getting your team to buy into the idea of MTSS. And buy-in starts with answering one foundational question: why are we doing this? I'm sure you've already heard that question today. As a leader, it's your job to help a team see the bigger picture. Why does MTSS matter for your school? Why will it improve the experience for your students and teachers alike? Here's a quick story from a principal working hard to implement MTSS. Their school struggled with growing behavioral issues and widening academic gaps after the pandemic. Sound familiar? Staff felt overwhelmed and exhausted, and the principal knew MTSS could provide structure and clarity, but the staff didn't see how another initiative could help. Instead of leading with logistics of MTSS, the principal actually led with a story that connected to their shared values. During a staff meeting, they shared a story about a particular student, Luis. Luis, a bright fifth grader, had been falling behind in both reading and math and was starting to act out in class. Using clear data points and reflection, the principal showed how an MTSS model could catch students like Luis early, rally the right supports, and prevent small issues from growing into crises. The tone was sincere and specific, and it changed the conversation. Teachers began nodding along, not because they'd been sold another initiative, but because they saw how MTSS could bring relief to their classrooms and better outcomes for students like Luis. The takeaway: start with the why and make it relatable. Connect MTSS to your team's shared purpose and pain points. Ask questions like, what challenges are we facing as a school? And how can we address them more effectively together? Root the conversation in your school's reality. Once your team sees the purpose behind MTSS, the next step is to build trust through a phased, thoughtful rollout. One mistake leaders often make is presenting MTSS as a one-size-fits-all solution that everyone has to master immediately. That's overwhelming and can often lead to resistance. Instead, approach it in manageable steps. Start with a narrow focus, one area like literacy or behavior, and build from there. For example, one school that's implementing MTSS, they're doing so by using universal screening tools for early reading. They targeted younger grades first, practiced reviewing the data as a team. After a semester, they expanded the progress monitoring to small groups in math. By working on one part of the process at a time, the staff felt more confident and less overwhelmed. An important part of a gradual rollout is also modeling vulnerability. Show your team that learning MTSS is a process for you as a leader and for them as educators. Share your own learning curve. For instance, instead of saying, "We're implementing MTSS next month," try saying, "We're starting a new approach that will take time to master, but I believe it's worth it. Here's how I'm committing to this change and how we'll support each other along the way." When you emphasize shared growth and provide consistent training, trust grows and skepticism fades. Once MTSS is underway, the key to maintaining both momentum and buy-in is celebrating progress. Too often, leaders fall into the trap of expecting perfection right out of the gate. But remember, every small step forward is a win. One strategy that works well is spotlighting success stories. During staff meetings or professional development days, share examples of how MTSS has helped students, even in small ways. Maybe it's a third grader who's improved their reading fluency after a targeted intervention, or a group of students who stayed on task thanks to clear Tier 1 classroom expectations. Here's an anecdote to illustrate this point. At a middle school piloting MTSS, one teacher was initially skeptical about adding progress monitoring to her already packed schedule. Then at a team meeting, she heard how a Tier 2 math group had reduced a gap in foundational skills for a group of sixth graders, which is a gap that typically persisted all year. Seeing her peers' success made her feel more open to trying the process. Celebrating progress isn't just about the students either. Recognize the hard work of your staff, whether it's in a shout out during morning announcements or a handwritten note to a teacher who's gone above and beyond. These gestures build morale and commitment. Finally, one of the most effective ways to deepen buy-in is by empowering your teachers to lead the work. When staff feel a sense of ownership, they're far more invested in the success of MTSS. Consider creating that MTSS leadership team. Include representatives from various roles within the school. These teams not only help drive the implementation, but also serve as a bridge between you and the rest of your staff. For example, one elementary school created MTSS Champions, a group with grade level leads. These leads volunteered to learn the system first and share best practices with their colleagues. Teachers appreciated hearing from peers who get it rather than just from administrators. Similarly, invite staff to co-facilitate training sessions or lead data review meetings. When teachers see their peers in leadership roles, it fosters a culture of collaboration, not compliance. So there you have it, 4 actionable strategies for leaders looking to introduce MTSS to your team and inspire lasting buy-in. Start by sharing your why and connect the framework to your school-specific needs. Roll it out gradually, building trust along the way. Celebrate every step forward to keep spirits high, and finally, empower your teachers to lead the charge. Remember, MTSS isn't just a framework. It's an opportunity to strengthen your school community and create a system where every student feels supported and every staff member feels equipped. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of School and Around. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with a colleague or a team member. Together, we can lead change that truly matters. Until next time, I'm Larissa. Remember, change takes leadership and leadership takes heart. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.